My hope is that you're ready for a break. I know once I'm done talking this morning, I'm going to take off this headset and walk away from the microphone for a few days. In sports, though, if you're really doing this, you're going to get after it nights, weekends, and holidays. Holiday season is very busy. I can lay out every day something that's going on. And there's times where walk away from sports. Go be engaged with your family. Go on a date. Go on a hike. Go see Star Wars. Go do something other than pay attention 24/7, 365. I know it sounds kind of crass for a guy who does sports for a living, but it's just a fact. I'm not going to be as good if I don't take breaks from this. And the same probably is for you in whatever business that you're in. I know I need to go out and do some Christmas shopping still. I know I need to hang out with my son who went through his surgery. I know when my three kids come around for the holiday season. One of our daughters is a pastor, so she works with kids at our church, and their Christmas Eve service, she's probably going to be involved in it. I want to be engaged in that. I don't have to know every last minute of what's going on in sports. This is like the stock exchange, okay? If you're in stock, whatever business you're in, you got to be able to find a way to turn it off just for a bit. And if you can't turn it off for a bit, eventually it's going to catch up to you in some way, shape, or form. I've had enough mentors, enough successful businessmen and women that have poured into me. It's a fact. So I hope that you're able to decompress from whatever it is that you're going through. Now, with that said, the sports scene, I don't know if it's going to come down that December 19th of 2019 was the end of the Coyotes. I hope that that's not the case. I actually am cheering. I don't cheer very often. I don't root very often, but I found myself watching what the Coyotes are doing on the ice because they're relevant. They're fun. Last night, they led 1-0 after the first period, and they ended up losing 8-5. Like, the roof completely collapsed on them. And add to that, Darcy Kuemper gets injured. And we don't know the severity of the injuries. I'm sitting here this morning talking to you about this. But if it's one of those where he's out for an extended period of time and it falls on Antti Raanta, I need Darcy Kuemper healthy. I need him hot. I need him ready to go in the postseason because the Coyotes are going to make the playoffs, I would think. The acquisition of Taylor Hall has me excited. I am watching what the Coyotes are doing. And last night was one of those nights where you're saying, no, this can't possibly be happening. So I hope it's just a one-night thing. I really do. Cotton Fitzsimmons is on my mind this morning. The late, great coach of the Suns, front office executive, he once told me when I said, what title do you want me to give you? He says, Brad, I'm the senior executive vice president of nothing. And I love that line. I still use that. Senior executive vice president of nothing. And Cotton has been nominated to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Now, I'll run this by you. Where does Sean Marion fall in the Basketball Hall of Fame? Where does Michael Finley fall in the Basketball Hall of Fame? Both of them have been nominated. You know, Trix, or Matrix as he was known, I think I can make a case. Well, I know I can make a case for Sean without even looking at the statistical side of it. There were not many players like Sean Marion in terms of versatility and explosiveness. And so Sean will be one of those that is being discussed. He's one of the 50 finalists. Michael Finley was a very good player. Could I say that Michael Finley, especially when he went over to Dallas with Steve, when I look at Michael Finley, do I see Basketball Hall of Famer? And same with Sean Marion. For sure with Cotton. But I think the other two have got a tough road to hoe. It's not that they don't deserve it. It's just there's a lot of guys. If you're being objective, if you're a Suns fan, you're totally disagreeing with me. It's fine. But I kind of look at it and say, does every guy that gets nominated get in? You know, it's not how it works. And finally, when it comes to the weekend, I hope you go see Star Wars. I'm going to go a little different here with you. Because I could talk about the Cardinals in Seattle. I just don't care. Here's the thing. It's fine to watch them play, and can Kenyon Drake follow it up? And they're at Seattle. The Cardinals are heading nowhere. Does this mean that things are going to be great next year if they win it? No, I don't buy any of that. So go see Star Wars. I saw it Wednesday afternoon. I took my wife. I am not the biggest Star Wars guy, but my first job, very first job I had, was at a movie theater. And Star Wars was one of the movies. Arthur was the other. But Star Wars was one of the movies, the very first one. So I've been around for all of them. And it's great. It's kind of a rite of passage to take your kids, I think, to see that or Harry Potter. And the movie's great. It is very, very entertaining, in my opinion, having seen all of them. Hey, make it a great holiday. We'll talk next week.